Daf is Daf Chavav, so we got to the bottom of Chaf Hey Amud Beis. Amar Mar, that makes sense? Yeah. Amar, is you got to that? Okay.
Yeah, that's
Ricky and I got to. Yes, sir. Ricky actually, he left there to Israel for a few weeks. So Amar Mar, so Halacha Hi Ben Nazir. So we said before, and yesterday's Daf, this Daf, but yesterday we discussed how halach mosh mesinai, Rabbi Yochanan felt there's a halach mosh mesinai, that if there's most stumim, if a person had set aside most stumim, this money is going to be used for nazir, but doesn't designate which money goes towards which carbon, the halach mosh mesinai was that that money could be used for nedava. So Gemara says, Vesuleka, is this the only halacha? Benazir, the Mefarish explains, Vesuleka el benazir. Haika Hadatanya, is it, this is the only thing when it comes to Nazir? What does that mean? To look at the Braisa. Is this the only case where money is going to fall to Nadava? There are no other examples where the money falls into Nadava. Vesuleka Vahatani, the Braisa tells us, Vishar Chayave Kinim Shivatara. Other people have to bring kinim, the kinim of the baskets of birds, have to bring baskets. These are all of the yoreds. So a person's a rich person has to bring a carb when he brings a behema. If they're not as rich, to bring birds, a mitzora, yoledis, or people who bring the all of the yoreds. So when it comes to these individuals who are chayv kinim shibatara, they're bringing a carbon ani because they were either yoledis or mitzora. So the Gemara goes on to Chavav and says Shefrishu Mos L'Kinem, if they had designated money towards these birds that have to be brought, Ratzel Havi Behen Chates Behema Yavi Olos Behema Yavi. If they decide they want to bring the Mefarish explains, they become rich. They set aside, let's say, $100 for birds. I don't know how much birds cost, but let's say $100 for birds. And before they ever bring the carbon, they win the jackpot, they win the lottery. So then they become rich. So then, that money may be used for buying, all that money may be used to buy a chatas behema, or can be used to buy an olas behema. And even though, when the money was set aside of $100, $50 was going to be used for the olas, the of chatas of, and $50 was going to be used for the olas of, I could still use all $100 towards buying one big chatas, a cow, or one big ola, that's permitted. Mace, if the individual dies, v'hayula mos stumim, if he has money left over that was designated for the kinim, but he hasn't yet said which money is going to which animal, the lach is yiful nedava. That money, even though there's ma'urav in it, a chatas, some of the money is going to be used for the chatas, still the lach is, if it's left over, it can be used all for the purchase of a nedava. So this is the same halacha that applied to a nazir, that most stumim, that money can be used towards a nedava. So tir also. So why is the Gemara presented that this is a special halacha when it comes to nazir, that the most stumim falls, you could buy a nedava. We have the same halacha when it comes to a olav yored, when it comes to yoledes and mitzora. So answers the Gemara. Tana, nazir v'chayav ekinim didamile. When the Rabbi Yochanan taught us the halacha that a nazir is unique, that it's a special mesorah, halacha mosh mesinai, that the leftover most stumim from a nazir may be used towards the purchase of a nedava, it was also including chayv kinim, which is very similar to it. How do we find that it's similar? So if you look at the, let's say, Right, so if you look at Tosos Dibur Maschel Tani Nazir V'chol D'damilei, Nazir, anything that's similar to this, Yesh Mefarshim D'halacha Kach Nishnei Nazir V'chol D'damilei. That was the Masorah. The Masorah was that a Nazir and anything similar to it will have the din of the Mo'os Tumim will be Nofel L'Nedava. Asks Tosos in Tomar V'mai Dami L'Nazir. How is it similar to a Nazir? Shemivin Al Davar Echad Shnei Karbanos. You bring for one thing, you bring two karbanos on one thing. You bring two karbanos olad chatas on one thing of a nazir. Kamo nazir, or that's really referring to the yoledes. Kamo nazir al nizirus of yoledes mitzora shmevin gamheim al davar echad shtei karbanos. The similarity is that you bring two karbanos in olad chatas for one thing, whether it be a nazir, whether it be yoledes, whether it be mitzora, and that's a similarity that chol d'damile would have the halacha of again the most tumim would be nofel noflim l'nedava. Gemara now says, Ulafuke Maha, and this is all to exclude from the following Braisa. The Tani, the Braisa tells us, Mishaya Mechuyav Chatas, person is obligated to bring a Chatas, he violated something, was a Chayv Karis on a Mazid, he did a Beshogig. So it's chav chatas now. It's the person violated Shabbos, for example, or he ate chaylev. Vamar harelai ola. He says, and he takes upon himself a voluntary obligation. He says, I want to bring an ola. Then what happens is v'hifrish mos. He separates, set aside some money. Vamar harei elu lechavasi. This is for my obligation. Now, currently he has two obligations. One came about because of a chatas. One came about because he decided to bring an ola. So he says, Ahare elul chavasi. Rata lavi behen chatas bema. Lo yavi. Olas bema lo yavi. So if he wants to bring a bema for a chatas or an ola, it seems like it doesn't work for either one. Am I reading that correctly?
Yeah.
Right? So it doesn't work for either one. There's a whole long tosis here. So loch is and mace, the individual dies. He has money that had not yet been designated. It's been set aside for some unnamed carbon. The money has to be used, has to be thrown rather into Yam HaMelech and destroyed. So this is all against this goes against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said the loch was a person sets aside money that most can fall to in the Dava. But here it says otherwise. Now the similarity is that the individual is chayv achatas and ola. Before we were talking about midiraisa, he was chayv, he wasn't mischayv himself. The guy was the lady was a yoledes, or it was a matzora. These things came about just mimela. A nazir, I guess, he took upon himself a nazirus, and that results in a chayv ola and chatas. This case is different because the ola and the chatas don't come from the same mechayv. One thing he did, he ate chaylev, that was mechayv from the chatas, and then he took upon himself an ola that was a mechayvim in the ola now. So I'm not really sure how this is a comparable case.
Rabbi Yochanan is saying they're not comparable. That's why he emphasizes that it was from a nozer.
That's what he said, Alf, not to exclude from the author. I mean, this case right. Will not be subject to everyone
as
agrees this. Okay, I thought this Tana was arguing. They're not arguing. This case, everyone will agree, it doesn't work. So that's exactly what Tosos writes. If you look at Tosos, Dibur Maschel Meis, V'hayu lo Maos, Stumim Yelchu Yam HaMelech, T'cheven de lo Maisi Chatas V'ola Echad Milsa, Achad Milsa, they don't come because of one reason, like the Nazir, Lo Gemir Be Hilchasa, this wasn't the Mesorah, the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, this wasn't part of that Mesorah. D'yiflu Nadava, Ella, it only applied kishe achatas va'ola ban b'shul davar echa, like the nazir and the yoledes and the metzora. Aval heicha she'achatas ba'al achelev va'ola nidora lo gamir be'diflu nidava. When they come from two different sources, that wasn't part of the tradition that we had. And that's what he says. Okay. Gemara now says around halfway down, Amar Rav Ashi, ha damras mifurashim lo, that which we said on yesterday's daf. That a person had set aside money specifically for chatas and specifically for the ola and the shlamim, these halachas won't apply. And then the demei chatas has to be thrown in the Yam HaMelech, and it doesn't go to the nedava. So lo tema, don't say damar elu chatasi ve'elu lalasi ve'elu lashlami. It's not a case where I said these $50 is for my ola and these $50 are for my chatas and these $50 are for my shlamim. Don't say that. Even I say this pile of $1,000 is going to be used for my ola, my shalom, and my chatas, but you never designate which dollar is going for which carbon. But the fact you mention all three are somehow in this money, that's enough to be considered mefurashin. And once it's mefurashin, you can't use that money to purchase a nedav anymore. See, he takes an expansive understanding of mufrashim. Again, we would have thought mufrashim dafka meant this $100 is for the ola and these $100 are for the chatas. He says no, as long as I mention that within the money here it had contains money for each of the karbanos, that's enough to be considered mufrashim. Aha. Okay, fine. Okay, so right in the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Ikad Amri. There is another version of this discussion of Amar Rav Ashi lo tema ad Amar Elul Chatasi Velasi Lushlami. Don't say only in a case where I say this money, these coins, are for my Chatas Ola Lushlamim. Elafilu, this Ikadami seems to take it a step further even. Elafilu Amar Elu Luchavasi Harin Kmufashim. Now in this Ikadami, you don't even mention the word Chatas or the word Shlomim or the word Ola. You simply say these are for my obligations. And though that statement is enough to indicate my obligations are the Ola, the Chatas, and the Shlomim, and that's already considered Kmufashim, and would not have the din of if the person were to die, that it would be Nafel L'Nedava. It's considered Mufurashim, and therefore doesn't apply to the Halacha Mishmar Sinai. The Gemara now says, three lines up from the bottom, Amar Rava, Hada Amar Malas Stumim Yiflu L'Nedava. Now he's going back on the other statement, where if the person had left behind him money that wasn't designated, he said this money he separated for his Nazir, but he never says this is for the Chatas or Ashram, or he never says the Ola, or he never says this is for my Chovim. He just says this is money for my Nazir. And that money, if the individual were to die, if it was since it was Stumim, the Halacha Moshe Mishinai is that it falls to the Nedava. Im Naflo Dmei Chatas Mi Beneim Harehein Kimufrashin. If money toward the Chatas were to fall among these coins, that would be considered Kimufrashin. So what's going on here? The Mefarish explains three lines from the bottom here. Im naflu d'mei chatas mi b'neim. Im nevad o nifrad kishir d'mei chatas mi b'neim. If either you lose or somehow, let's say the chatas cost $100. So let's say you lost $100 of the money that was there, or if the $100 became separate but still in front of you, that's considered a kimifurashin. That's considered for Russian. So he's already taking a further step, it seems like. You don't even say anything about your chovos. Simply the fact that there's a separation, and it's an accidental separation, either got lost or somehow got separated, and turns out to be the value of what a chatas goes for, that's already considered for Russian. Okay, interesting. Marnell says on the top of Chavavam and Beis, Tanya Kavase Diravo. There's a b'risa that supports Rava, who is his last position. The b'risa states, "Elu l'chatasi v'ashar l'shar nizirosai." It says these coins are going to be used for my chatas, and the rest will be for the rest of my niziros, which implies the ola and the shlamim. The loch is that d'mei chatas yelchu yam hamelech. The money designated for chatas has to be thrown into the sea because you can't use d'mei chatas for a nedava. The remaining money, 50% goes to the Ola, 50% goes to the Shamim. Umoalin b'chulan, and if a person were to get hana from any of the leftover money, whether it be the Ola or the Shlamim, rather the Ola. If a person gets hana from all, let's say $150 I have here, and then I separate $50 for my chatas, and the remaining $100 is for my Ola and Shlamim. If I get hana from all $100, I definitely violate Mi'ila, because within this $100 contains my Ola, and Ola is subject to Mi'ila. If I get hana, I violate the Issa Deraisa of Mi'ila. But let's say the Braisa says, V'chetzio, rather, V'ein Mo'alim B'mikshasim. But let's say I only get hana from 10 or 15 or 20, or even $50 I get hana from. Then there would not be a violation of the Mi'ila, because as Rashi, the Mefarish, explains here, look at the Mefarish, he says three lines from the top here, U'mo'alim B'chulam. The Chol Hashar, if a person gets enough from the remaining money, which we said was $100, if he gets enough from all $100, the Bashar Yesha Ola Uba Ola of Ikamila. And since it contains an Ola within the $100, he violates Mila. I think there's probably Lav Dafka. It doesn't have to be all $100. Let's say I use $51. So then at least $1, even if I say $50 is towards the Shlomim, then there's at least $1 that is towards the Ola, then there would be a violation. But if I only do v'ein malin b'miktsasim, if I only use part of the $100 that was left over, then I would not violate Mi'ilah, says the Mefarish. D'ika l'meimar, that one could say, shel shlamim hein, the money that I used was for the shlamim. U b'shlamim leka Mi'ilah l'fnei zrikas damim. Shlamim is not subject to the Issa Mi'ilah prior to the sprinkling of the blood. And since this is money, it certainly was way before anything was sprinkled, any dam, you don't even have an animal to talk about, so certainly there is no Mi'ilah. Okay. Exactly. So the Tosafos points out what I said. If you look at Tosafos, Moalin Bechulon, if you use all $100 that remained, which contained both the Ola and the Shamim, one would violate Issa Me'ila. So it says Tosfos, Im Nishtamish B'dimei Ola Sheish Ben Me'ila. V'lav Dafka Bechulon, you don't have to use all $100. The Huadin Berobin, as long as you use $51, or 51%, that's already enough. The Yeshar Deleka Ben D'mei Ola, once you do use more than 50%, and then it's impossible that there is no Ola involved. There has to be an Ola that's involved in the money that you're using, and then you would be violating the Issa Me'ila. Okay, now back to the Brisa. The Brisa continues to explain. That was all when the person said, Eilu chatasi vashar li shar nizirosai. But let's say the person says, Eilu lalasi, this is for my, this, again, $150 of money I have here. I say $50 is for my ola. Vashar li shar nizirosai, and the remaining $100 is for the rest of my niziros obligations, which is going to include ola and chatas. Then the remaining $100 of the lacha is, Dimei ola, Yevia Ola, right? The $150 that I set aside initially for the Ola, I use that money to bring an Ola. Umoam Behen, and there's a subject to the Issa Me'ila because Ola is subject to the Issa Me'ila even before you sprinkle the blood. Vashar Yiflun Nedava, and the remaining $100, which includes both the Chatas and the Shlamim, may be used to purchase the Nedava. Umoalan Bechulan Vein Boalan Miksasim. So we see from here though that that Mo'asum can be used for Nedava. And even though I never was mefarish, I never said a chatas. I just said shar nizirosai. That's enough to be considered kimfurashin. That like Rava said. Remember, Rava said if $100 end up being separated somehow, but without me talking about what that $100 are, that's enough to be considered mefurashin and has the din. No, I'm sorry, other way around. Now that we said it's not mefurashin. Has it support Rava? What are we trying to prove from here? The end here it says, then they just finished the price of the prices. So again, the remaining $100 which contain both the chatas and the ola, the lach is that that money is going to fall to the nedava. And if a person were to use that $100, at least 51% of them, then there would definitely be a violation of me'ila since the chatas is among the shlamim there, and the chatas is subject to me'ila. If I use under 50%, then I could say I'm only getting enough from the shlamim, and shlamim is not subject to the issa me'ila. This was a whole long brisa. Now, how does this brisa support the opinion of Rava, though? So, explains here. Rava says that only when the Dimei Chatas is a mu'rav in the money does it fall to the nedava. But if, let's say, that money that's mixed together is only an ola and a nedava, or ola and a shamim, then he wouldn't bring from it. Ah, that's what he said. Remember Rava said, if let's say I had a pile of $150, and somehow $50 was separated for the chatas, or separated, that chatas will be, you have to throw into the Am HaMelech. In fact, they're separated alone. So, what the Gemara is saying here, only in a situation where I separated my $50, and I said specifically that that money is going to be used for an Ola, so only in that case, so we say the remaining chatas and shlamim will be yichl l'nedava. As opposed to, let's say the $50 that were separated was for the chatas, then we don't say that it goes to the nedava, that actually goes to the Am HaMelech. And that's exactly what Rava said, so this is the proof we bring from the Braisa towards the position of Rava. Okay, pass to Daf, now this just got a little bit challenging. With all these karbanos now, it changed gears. Okay, the Gemara now says, hold on one second here. Okay, the Gemara says now halfway down, a little less than halfway down, Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav, Lo Shanu Ela Mos. This all applies to Mos. We'll see what it means in a second. Aval Behema Harehi Kimufreshes. Our whole discussion only applies to money, but when dealing with animals, then the animals is considered Mufreshes. And it can fall to a nedava. But if you look at the mefarish here, the mefarish is aval behema harehu kemefureshes, is around halfway down the narrow lines. Shim meis, the individual dies, v'niach shlosha behemos, he leaves behind him three animals. Harehi kimifurashis. It's as if it had been already articulated and specified which animal is for which. Why? Mishum de espeheker, each animal, it's recognized what the animal's purpose was. Why? How? The hach tahavi nekeva letzarechatas. The halacha is, we learned from the psukim in Parshas Vayikra, that a nekeva, a chatas, has to come from a nekeva. An ola comes from a zachar, and shaman comes from either one, I believe. Let's see how this works out. So nekeva, the female animal that there must be used for a chatas. V'hai dahavi zachar ola, and the male animal is going to be used for ola. V'hai dahavi ayel ben shnei shanim lo tzarech shlamim. And the ram, the two-year-old ram, has to be used for the shlamim. So it's clear what's for what. V'chemin dahavi like kemifrashin, since by having the animals, it's clear what the purpose was. It's the halacha is, chatas tamas, you have to let the chatas die. V'shlamim yikru k'dvei masnisim. And the shlamim and the ola, I assume as well, you could be makriv as a nedava. So our whole discussion of the Dmei Chatas and everything being nifl l'nedava is only by money. Because money wasn't, it was only stumim. The moment there's a mefurashin, we can't apply the halacha anymore. So it's also when you have animals, when you purchase animals, it's clear, even though you never said anything, it's clear what the purpose of each animal was. It's mefurashin dummy. And it wouldn't have the halacha of yiflu l'nedava. Gemara now says, Amar of Nachman, or Nachman of Anasan, who is that? Amar Rabbi Nachman. That which we just said, that when you have an animal, and the kevas for the chatas, the zakas for the ola, and the ayel shnei shanim is for the shamim, ayel shnei shanim is for the shamim, that which we said, it's all kumifureshes, lo shanim el tmima. It's only talking about when the animal's a tamim, where the actual animal was roi for the mizbeach, there's no blemish on this. About balis mum, if the animal was a balis mum, where it's not roi for the mizbeach, and therefore it was only in its value, you have to redeem the kedusha to use that money, so this animal is no different than molus anymore. About balis mum, harehu kistuma, it's like kistuma, because once I can't bring the animal, the animal's missing a leg, let's say, so then I can't bring that as an animal. And the fact that I was maktish's animal was only the kedusha's damim, which means to ultimately redeem the damim, the value of this animal, to go ahead and purchase a tamim animal. That's kistuma. Aval nischalo, but nischano, what does it mean nischano? So says the Mefarish here, aval nischa, this is two Y lines down in the Mefarish, aval nischa, ime niach gimel chatichos kesef, a person leaves aside three strips of silver, havale kemifrashin, that's kemifrashin, he niach gimel chatichos kesef, kedei liknos b'achas men chatas, b'achas men ola, b'achas men shlamim, demei chatas yechul yamamech. Since there are three different separate ships of silver, even though I didn't say which one was what, it's not considered one pile of money. They're three individual ones, and that, says Rav Nachman, is considered to be for Russian dummy. They're all separate, independent. But comes on Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak and Amar Afilu Nischa, even if a person has three different ships of silver, that too is considered a kistumim, and the same halacha would apply. And if the individual were to die and leave over these three strips of silver, he would be allowed to purchase, use that money to buy a nedava. It would go towards a nedava. Aval soar shokaros la, but if he's using soar shokaros, which is what, like beams?
Yeah,
a stack of beams, that's considered more independent. Now, my guess would be, I'm not saying why, but silver and it could, in theory, be melted into one. Wood cannot never become one. That's my guess.
That's not what he says. He just says that the silver is the same as money.
Uh-huh. It's all like coins. Okay.
So, but the building stuff, you can't really... He may not be able to sell it so fast to get to buy cabanas with it.
Uh-huh. Okay. So they're not... Okay, they're... The silver is more liquidatable, I guess that's the word.
Right, liquid.
There you go, right? Liquid, and as opposed to the wood, and therefore, the silver is considered again. It's a currency, and that could be used to purchase a nedava, as opposed to the wood is not the money. It's objects, and therefore, the halacha doesn't apply. Why is that relevant, though? The fact that one's more liquid than the next. I mean, is animal considered liquid also, we said? It says that here also, like you were just saying as well. I'm not quite sure. Okay, then back to Gemara, though. Gemara now says, Amar le Rav Simi bar Ashi le Rav Papa, Mai tamayo de Rabbanon. So what's the reason of the Rabbanon? Dami maos v'lo behema v'lo nischa, maos v'lo sura. So they want to know, what was the reason of the Chachamim, who say only money, the halachas only apply to money, but they don't apply to animals. If you have an animal, the animal would be considered b'furashim. Lo nischa doesn't apply to nischa either. And we say also maos v'lo svara also doesn't apply to the wood. Why were they so limited only dafka to maos, and they didn't expand it to any other area? Elo miata maos v'lo ofos. So if that's the case, let's take it a step further. It should be only when it comes to money, and now it comes to birds. And if you say that, yes, if a person bought birds for his as he led this is mitzvah, in a chanami, then those birds wouldn't fall to the nedava. It's safka malt. And if we take it to that the nth degree, in a chanami, you're right. But if you're going to say it's really true, Elohadi Amar Rav Chista ain akinu mispareshes Eloi b'kichas b'ilam ibasis karin. Amai hamos gemir la. So that's the case. We take it to that the furthest, most extreme case of the only malt and no other case. So that which Rav Chista says, this appears a few places in Shas, that the kinim, when a person has two birds, a couple of birds, a pair of birds, when you designate which is an ola, which is a chatas, you have one of two options to make that decision. Either when the owner purchases the birds, at that moment he could say, this one's for the ola, this one's a chatas, or he could buy them stam, and the moment that you do the asiyas ha-koin, when the koin does the malikan and shechs the above bird, at that point is when you could designate which one's a chatas, which was an ola. But between those two extremes, between the purchasing and between the asiyah, you can't designate which is for which. So what are we saying here then? But the implication is, in between that time, it's considered stumim. In between that time, since it's considered stumim, I guess it's implying that you're able to buy a nedava with them. I that doesn't say it so clearly here. But what's being inferred is that if it's stumim and the baal were to die, those two birds are yiflu l'nedava. But why should they fall to the nedava? We just said before that they're bun and hold only maos and no other case. So now you're saying, but now also birds also, ofos also are subject to the halacha of ofos stumim, would fall to nedava. So why maos and ofos only? Why not nischa? Why not the eitzim? Why not behemos? Why did you draw the line there? If you say dafka maos, then I understand. Halacha was only maos. But once you extend it even to birds, stumen that die, then why did you draw the line in birds and not go beyond that? And that's the kasha of the Gemara. I'm not sure it's worth going into it now because it seems like tomorrow's daf is very, very short. It also indicates it's very, very hard. Maybe let's stop here for now. Maybe we'll review the end of tomorrow. End of this for tomorrow. Okay, fine.